Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and if you have Bible questions or issues you'd like to discuss, well, we want to hear directly from you. The number is 844-322-2742, and we cordially invite you to call right now. I was back to work, dining out, working for you. What are your thoughts or your concerns as most of the nation gets back to being open? Well, we would love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. And again, you can use that direct number, 844-322-2742, to reach directly into the studio right now. If you're hearing the live broadcast, if you're hearing a delayed broadcast, well, that's the same number, 844-322-2742. Either way, it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about the grace of God this month. It's a subject we talk about all the time. Why? Because I think it's the most important topic in the Word of God. It's a topic, it's a word that is connected to Jesus Christ. Grace is really God's story. It's really the story. I mean, we're here because of God's grace. God chose to create. He didn't have to, but he chose to do so. And we were his objects of favor. He favored us. We were created in his image. We were to be recipients of his love. We were to enjoy his life, enjoy him forever. That's the story. So it's a story of grace. Well, sin entered in and disrupted. I mean, yeah. Talk about a disruptive force. It disrupted that story. And so Christ said, no, sin is, it just thinks it's disrupting this story. There's going to be a happy conclusion to it all. And so Jesus came, and he's the one full of grace and truth. And he reconnected us to that story. Mm-hmm. He reconnected us to God the Father by grace through faith. And here's how he did it. He made us alive together with Christ. Sin introduced death into this world. We all come into this world dead spiritually, as Paul wrote in Ephesians 2:1, dead in trespasses and sins. That's the problem. We're separated. We're not connected to God, or we weren't connected to God. And then we heard the message of Christ. We saw this grace being poured out through his death, burial, and resurrection. And through belief in that, we're made alive together with Christ. So in verses 4 and 5 of Ephesians chapter 2, we read this, "But God, being rich in mercy." Now, mercy is where we meet God. Everybody who cried out to Jesus as he passes by during his ministry, "Lord, have mercy on me," mm-hmm. Guess what happened? Jesus stopped, and he either healed the person, touched the person, did something significant in that person's life, and they walked away from that encounter whole.
Right.
Not just physically, but soulishly as well. Mm-hmm. They were made well, just totally complete through faith in Jesus Christ. We see in the Old Testament that mercy is where God and man meet. That was the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies. So blood was shed, poured out on that mercy seat, and there was a connection between God and man through that mercy seat. Well, Jesus Christ is the mercy seat of God. He is the one that God put forth as a propitiation for our sins so that we could experience the mercy of God. So God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us. So all of this act of grace flows from God's heart of love toward us. Mm-hmm. So it's motivated by love. It's initiated in love. It is carried out with love. Love
yeah.
is the story of this gospel. So because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, that was our spiritual condition, God made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. So what is grace? Well, it's God's favor toward man in Christ Jesus. It's a free gift that he bestows upon us. Well, what is that free gift? It is life. We were dead. God makes us alive together with Jesus Christ. When we get a hold of that truth, everything about the Christian life begins to change.
Yeah.
And a lot of the questions, a lot of the struggles, a lot of the frustrations that we experience trying to make the Christian life work through our human effort, gets the, those things get answered in this simple truth that I'm alive in Christ and Christ is alive in me. That's grace.
That's good news. Thank you, Bob, for those thoughts. And people, welcome to Basic Gospel. We'd love to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call, of course, in Canada and the U.S., 844-322-2742. And if it's about 5 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it is Basic Gospel Live. We would like to hear your voice on this edition. So give us a call, 844-322-2742. Bob has posted videos on the Basic Gospel YouTube channel that address things like fear and anxiety, not only during this virus shutdown era, but, you know, like anytime issues. So does Hebrews 10:26, does that mean you can lose your salvation? That's just one of the videos that Bob has posted. Well, you'll find links to the six most recent videos on our homepage at basicgospel.net, but you can access all the videos by visiting basicgospel.net/YouTube. We hope you'll take full advantage of all of this teaching. It's all there, it's all yours free, and we hope that you will share it. Again, you'll find the video library at basicgospel.net/YouTube. Well, it is Basic Gospel, and Bob, we had this call that came in overnight. Let's listen.
Good afternoon, Bob. I belong to a church and in Bible study, and someone said, but if you're saved and you go back and you sin and you live like the devil, you better ask yourself if you were ever really saved. And that is my circumstance, or it was. I was saved, and it lasted for a while, and I did fall back into the world and did things that I'm very ashamed of. But I am walking with the Lord now. I've asked for forgiveness. But I would hate to think that I wasn't saved at all. If you could help me answer this, it would be wonderful. Thank you. Bye.
Well, she just expressed my story as well. I came to Christ at a youth camp between my sixth grade and seventh grade years in middle school. And after I came to Christ, I wasn't really sure what that meant. I wasn't really sure all that Christ had done for me.
Yeah.
And I certainly wasn't sure or had no idea, really no earthly idea on how to live the Christian life, how to express my faith in Jesus Christ in a practical way. So I tried to do it on my own. I tried human effort. So I tried to be God's guy, and that was a very frustrating experience for me. I fell flat on my face just time and time and time and time again. And all the temptations, you know, you get into high school, you're going through puberty, you get into college, you just have all of these temptations just right there in front of you, just day in and day out. And I didn't want to give in to those temptations, but I didn't have the strength in and of myself to say no, to withstand. So I gave in, and I felt guilty, and the more I gave in, the more guilty I felt, the more frustrated I became, to the point I just threw up my hands and said, Lord, I give up. Now, it sounds like this is exactly what happened to you for a period in your time. You genuinely trusted Jesus Christ. You were saved. You were made alive together with Christ. God sent his Spirit to take up residence in you, but you probably didn't grow from there. You probably didn't really get rooted and grounded in your new identity in Christ and didn't have a real understanding of what it means to walk by faith in the resurrected Jesus. So when those temptations came and those friends said, here we go, you probably weren't getting acceptance in the church, and you felt, hey, I can get acceptance over here, and off you go. So that's a typical story. That's not an unusual story. It's not a story unique to you. We all struggle in some sense as far as figuring out what this Christian life is all about. We take left turns and right turns. We end up in ditches, spiritual ditches. Yeah. We're out in the weeds. I mean, we're all over the place. But God isn't. He's constant. He's faithful. And he has promised to complete the work that he started in us. He is going to transform us into the image of Christ Jesus. So you went into that those decisions. You succumbed to some temptations. You felt horribly guilty. And with that guilt, you realized you don't belong there anymore. That's not you. It used to be you, but it's not you anymore. Why? Because you were saved and Christ was living inside of you. And so you come back to the point and you say, Lord, and I know for me, like in my life, I was just on this downhill slide with nothing that I could grab hold of, to keep me from going all the way to the bottom. And before I got there, I was getting close. I said, Lord, I've never doubted you. I've never stopped trusting that you are the answer. I'm just not sure of the questions that I need to be asking. And I need some truth. I need to know what this Christian life is all about. I need to know what it truly means to be saved. And I started going to a Bible study, and I started getting answers. And the answer that really flipped the switch for me and changed everything, I mean, stopped me dead in that downhill track and started lifting me up and moving me in a different direction, was this truth that I read at the top of the hour, that I didn't know I was dead in sin. I just thought I needed forgiveness. And so I responded and said, Lord, I need you. Please come into my life. And I thought I was forgiven at that point. But then it was up to me to try to live the Christian life. So I realized that, no, the gospel story is much bigger than forgiveness. It is going from death to life through faith in Jesus. And when that hit this mind of mine and this heart of mine, boy, an explosion took place. And things begin to change in a way that I never dreamed possible. Now, I could go back and question whether I was saved during that time of giving in and succumbing to all those temptations, but I believe I was. Why? Because my heart never drifted away from faith in Jesus. Mm-hmm. I always knew that he was the one, and I bet that's the same for you. That you always knew that Jesus was the answer. Well, what is that? That's a confirmation that he's alive, living in you. And so I would just look back and rejoice at the experiences that you had to, that you went through, the lesson that you've learned, that apart from Christ you can do nothing, that it's very easy to succumb to the temptations of the world, to give in to the desires of the flesh. So recognize that and thank God that you are saved, that your sins have been forgiven, that you've been declared righteous, that you've been made holy, that you've been made alive together with Christ, and the fact that Christ is now living in you and has been living in you. So rejoice in that truth. Thank God for that and allow him to continue to drive the roots of your heart deep into that soil of grace. Yeah. And I guarantee you, you know, all of these questions will get answered for you in just a wonderful, marvelous way. And if you will call us back or reach out to me via email by simply writing to me at bob@basicgospel.net. Give me some contact information. I would love to put my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, in your hands. And I think it will be a big encouragement in your life.
Without question. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace has reached into the hearts and lives of many people. And as a matter of fact, one of the ways that we're showing our appreciation to those of you who support the message that you hear each day on Basic Gospel this month is to provide one of those resources. And that, of course, is Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We'd like to send it to you when you make your gift to Basic Gospel. Those donors who have read it agree that it brings a powerful message revealing how the Christian life is really supposed to work. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Be sure to request your copy when you make your May gift to support Basic Gospel, and we would love for you to partner with us.
Well, thanks, Bob. Javier is watching us on our YouTube live stream, and we love our YouTube audience. We love our Facebook audience as well. We love our radio audience.
We just love everybody.
That's right. And it is great to interact with our viewers and our listeners. And Javier had this question: does the enemy have the power to tempt a Christian? Well, we live in a world that is anti-Christ, and we see all kinds of worldly temptations wherever we go in this world. I mean, we can just ride down the street in our cars and see billboards, Those billboards can present a temptation to us. We can have conversations with people, and in those conversations, temptations arise. There's temptations all around us, and Satan is in charge of this world system.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting all kinds of stuff in front of us, and just this world we live in puts all kinds of stuff in front of us. And then we have the internal fleshly desires. We're born again. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. We have the Spirit of God living in us. But we still have in these members of ours, this body of ours, fleshly desires. And those fleshly desires can rear their ugly heads at time, mm-hmm. and try to lure us away from our walk with Jesus Christ. So we have temptations that come at us from the world. We have fleshly desires tugging at us from within. But here's the good news. We don't have to pay attention to any of it.
Right.
Why? Because we have the Spirit of God living in us. And as we simply walk by faith in Him, as Paul said, walk in the Spirit, the byproduct, the result of that, is you're not going to gratify the desires of the flesh. You're not going to give in to those temptations of the world. Mm-hmm. So there's the good news. Greater is He who is in me than he who is in the world. Yeah. Jesus Christ has overcome the world. He has broken the power of sin and death in our lives. So we can walk in victory simply by living by faith in the one who loved us and gave himself for us.
Javier, hope that's a help to you. Thanks for reaching out.
Well, thank you indeed, Javier. Let's go to out to California and talk to Joanne. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. Nice to talk to you guys.
Nice to talk to you as well.
Yeah. Well, I got the virus.
Uh-oh.
Well, I hate to hear that for you, Joanne. Are you doing okay?
Oh, yeah. I have my days. Not about the virus. It's about fleshy stuff. But anyway, I was able to talk. This one lady, one of the nurses takes care of me before I found out that I had it. Well, she asked me, aren't you afraid of getting the virus? And I said, no. I said, I know where I'm going to go when I die. So I'm going to go absent from the body, present with the Lord. And she said, no, I'm not afraid. She said, so I told her, I said, no, there's only two places you're going to go. You're going to go to hell or you can go to heaven. You have to come to know Jesus, and then you can go to heaven. You don't have to be afraid of what's going to happen.
Joanne, that is hope being expressed. That's an eternal perspective, and praise God that your life is anchored in the finished work of Jesus Christ, and you have that hope within you. That's good news, and that's a powerful testimony to our listeners today.
Yeah, thank you. It's then I found out I had the virus.
Well, so what kind of symptoms have you had, and have you just been quarantining at home and trying to drink plenty of fluids and all of those sort of things, or did you have to go to the hospital?
No, I'm in Elk Crest Care Center.
Okay.
I'm in an isolation ward.
Okay. And they're taking good care of you?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Joanne, can we just pray with you right now?
Sure.
Yeah, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our sister in Christ, Joanne. Thank you that she has the hope, this living hope, deep within her, and she's anchored there. We are just so grateful for that. And we pray as she kind of recovers or tries to get through this coronavirus episode in her life, that you would just be her healer, that you would keep her mind and her heart focused on you, so that she can experience peace in the midst of this, knowing the great hope that she has in you. So thank you for moving her to call today and to allowing her story to be an encouragement to so many of our listeners here on Basic Gospel. So we just thank you for Joanne and just lift her up to you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Miss Andrew Farley isn't there today?
He is not here today. He'll be with us again next week. We'll tell him you called.
Yeah, okay. Because I want to get, you know, I don't sign up for the devotionals,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think you can. I have Gmail, and so I haven't received anything.
Well, Joanne, let me put you on hold, and we will walk you through that and see if we can be some help to you, some technical help to you on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, thank you so much, Joanne. Thanks for your call.
Glad to hear from you.
Yes, indeed.
And Bob, for any of our listeners who'd like to join Joanne in subscribing to the Daily Devotional, you can do that on our homepage at basicgospel.net, a link right in the upper left corner that says, strangely enough, subscribe. And so we would love for them to do that.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm so grateful that Joanne called.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
You know, we don't hear from many people that have actually had the virus.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to one of our listeners in Rhode Island who had it, isolated himself in a single room in his house, and his family couldn't be with him for a number of weeks, and he got through that successfully. I've talked to a few other people that have acquaintances that have had it.
Mm-hmm.
So Joanne, you're the first person who's called to let us know that you have it right now. So we're grateful that you shared that story, but we're more grateful that you are fully in the hands of Jesus Christ and in God's hands, and that you know that. And that is good news. We appreciate the eternal perspective that you brought to the airwaves today.
Well, in her case, and of course in the case of the lady who was the first caller today, it just points up the reason that we're so grateful, we're so thankful to our supporters for supporting this ministry, this message that you hear every day, and allowing us to be available to reach into the hearts and lives of people with a message of Jesus Christ, his love, his grace, and his life. And we just are thankful and honored to be a part of what God is doing in and through his son, Jesus Christ. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody, for Basic Gospel. Just a quick reminder that our listener line is always open, so if Bible questions or if life issues arise, well, we're here to help. Just give us a call at 844-322-2742. We'll be glad to hear from you and answer your question or address your concern on Basic Gospel. Again, that number is 844-322-2742. Also, keep in mind that we have this excellent gift for our May donors. It's Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, offering a clear path to discover how the Christian life is really supposed to work. It's our way of saying thanks to you for your support of Basic Gospel. Just click donate at basicgospel.net and help us get the message out as far and wide as we possibly can by every means available. And be sure to request your copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace when you make your May gift to Basic Gospel. A reminder also, we stream live video to both Facebook and YouTube each day. Link at the top of the homepage at basicgospel.net. We'd love for you to join the video stream. Now for Bob and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.